It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the FutureCast. I'm in Clemson right now. I just traveled from South Carolina to Clemson. If you're listening on the podcast, this will be a short episode. If you're watching on YouTube, this will be premiering due to my hotel having piss poor internet. But I will be recapping the South Carolina Pro Day from this Monday, March 13th, where there was a bevy of prospects that maybe aren't as most known, especially in the fantasy community, but they are more known in the NFL draft community. So if you're into that type of thing and you're looking for some Zach Pickens, some Darius Rush, some Cam Smith thoughts, stay tapped in, stay tuned in. There's also a couple other prospects on the offensive line, linebacker, a running back, I guess, a tight end. And then there was two wide receivers that I thought were interesting today. One, Josh Van, that was coming off an injury. He ran a pretty strong 40 today at the South Carolina Pro Day, as well as probably my favorite as far as the person aspect, and that's Jalen Brooks, a wide receiver from South Carolina. But we'll get into it just after this bumper. Be sure to stay tuned in, stay tapped in. Take a listen from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, let's get this started right quick. We'll start out at the wide receiver position, like I mentioned just a second ago. Josh Van. Josh Van came in today, was coming off a knee injury. He's about 5'11", 190 pounds. We do not have the official heights and weights and lengths right now because they've not been reported. Certain pro days, they will let you go into the weight room, and they'll let you see the weigh-ins, let you see the arm length, let you do the vertical, let you see the bench, all that stuff. South Carolina today did not. We actually got stuck in the corner of the end zone. We didn't get a lot of stuff, but I got what I could get. I got some hand times for 40s, some three cone, got a lot of some attendees from the coaching staffs across the NFL. And then I just straight up got to scout a lot of players today. So not the best situation, but we make do with what we got. Josh Van had 680 yards in 2021 at South Carolina in his fourth year. He comes back for his fifth year, gets injured late in the season, and then he's been down in Florida recovering. Didn't know if he was going to be able to test at 100% through this process, but he got there. He got there, and today he ran a 4.43 was the number reported. 4.43 40-yard dash with a 10-foot-5 broad jump and a 30-inch vertical. So it's not the greatest vertical, but the 4.43 with a 10-foot-5 broad jump puts Josh Van in good conversations. The problem is I loved what I saw from Josh Van in the athleticism workouts, but Jalen Brooks still looked better. And this is the tough thing for me, is I texted Alex Dunlap while I'm standing there, is that the Josh Van versus Jalen Brooks thing is tough, because I think that Jalen Brooks is a guy that will stick on any roster due to his ability to play special teams from day one. The problem with Jalen Brooks is Jalen Brooks ran a 4.69 at the NFL Combine. And then today I timed Jalen Brooks in the 4.62 and 4.69 range as well. So if he ran 4.62, we'll see what the official number comes out as. That still translates to 4.67 when you add that 5/10, just as well as Jalen Brooks' 4.43 translates to 4.48, which is I had Josh Van at 4.53. So we're in the same ballpark. We're in the same neighborhood. He's a high 4.4, low 4.5 guy for Josh Van, and then Jalen Brooks stays a 4.6 guy. The problem, like I mentioned, is that Jalen Brooks looks fantastic in play. He looks quicker with the ball about to be in his hands and in his hands. I think he's got great hands. He's a great hands catcher. And kind of like I mentioned with Nathaniel Dell coming out of the Senior Bowl, he kind of skates. He skates with the ball in his hand. He's got some long, long legs, some long striders. Kind of reminds me of kind of like a Jerry Judy-esque type of deal. But the problem that you can't wrap your head around is that he's a 4.6 guy, 4.6 plus, 4.65, 4.66, 4.69 at the Combine, etc. That's where I struggle with Jalen Brooks. I did have some comments on him from the NFL Combine that we probably did not get to, if I recall right. I don't have them directly handy, but I do remember interviewing him, and he was very – there was literally nobody standing next to Jalen Brooks at the NFL Combine. He played linebacker his freshman season in North Carolina, then transferred to South Carolina, switched over to wide receiver, and then kind of made that transition. So I think Brooks is a guy – I'm going to have more on him. I know I'm going to do an episode on Bryce Ford Wheaton and A.T. Perry and Undercover Prospects. I might throw in Jalen Brooks just based on his performance today. As far as – I just think I need to go back through, because he's a low-graded guy for me right now. And – like I said, based on today's workout by itself, comparable to Josh Van, who ran a 4.43, and Jalen Brooks, who's a 4.6 plus guy, did not look the same. Brooks looked like he should have been the better football player, which I think he is. But Van with that 4.43, you know, transit to a 4.48 with 10 plus broad. You cannot ignore that. The guy that I came to see, I know that Darius Rush is good. I know that Cam Smith is good, but I came to see Zach Pickens. Zach Pickens is a defensive lineman from South Carolina, a big man, big bruiser on the defensive line. And Pickens is a guy that he got some round one buzz late, but I think he's going to end up be more of a mid-second to early third, somewhere in that range from, I would say, about 40 to 60, 40 to 65 area. A four-year guy. He had 11.5 tackles for loss and 7.5 sacks. Big 300-pounder. He looks like he put some weight on. He does look a little slimmer than he did last week at the Combine, but Zach Pickens looks great. I did take note of a number of coaches that were there today, specifically working out with Zach Pickens. Notably most was Brentson Buckner, the aforementioned Hard Knocks legend and Jacksonville Jaguars defensive line coach, as well as Marion Hobby, a Bengals defensive line coach. Multiple Jets scouts were on looking, as well as Dolphins. And then I couldn't quite make it out, but I think it was John Butler and Eric Washington from the Bills, who's a couple of defensive coaches as well for the Bills, that were working directly with Pickens during his workout. So Pickens had a good day. I'll be interested tomorrow while I'm at Clemson to compare what I saw yesterday from Pickens to what I see out of Brian Brisset tomorrow on the defensive line, because Brisset I have about a point and a half higher in the grades. I think it's like 7.7 to 6.4, the difference between these two guys. So we'll see what kind of comes out tomorrow when I talk about these guys, but I think I'm most excited probably tomorrow to see Brisset. With that being said, Pickens – I thought I had a good day. We didn't see him do any testing. His testing still holds from the NFL Combine. I'll pull that up right now on playerprofiler.com. Let's see here. Bad internet right here. I ran the internet speed. If anybody's ever ran their internet speed in a hotel room, I suggest you don't do it. I'm not even confident that this show is going to upload tonight, because I had 7 down and 1 up. Where I'm used to being at home with a 450 down and a 50 or 60 up. So Pickens stays with his numbers. That's why he didn't run today. He's 23 years old, 4.89, which is 85th percentile in the speed score, and he's the 5th most athletic defensive lineman in this class, as well as the 24th best athlete in the overall class among all positions on playerprofiler.com with a 113.4 athleticism score. So Pickens, like I said, was the guy I wanted to come see. He impressed. Brentson Buckner put him through a great workout, And I think Buckner really enjoyed him, but tomorrow we'll see. I think the Bengals, I think the Jets, based on Twitter conversations, look like those guys will be on the same trek. They'll probably be here at Clemson tomorrow as well. So I'll be looking forward to that. But the show Steelers, the show stoppers for today was none other than Cam Smith and Darius Rush. Darius Rush started out his trek during this NFL draft process at the Mobile Reese's Senior Bowl. Shout out to Jim Nagy for bringing Darius Rush down there, because everybody knew who Cam Smith was coming in. You go back 3 months, look at mock draft data. Cam Smith was up there in the top 15, deservedly so. I still think Cam Smith is a better cornerback than Darius Rush. Rush had a good day. Cam Smith had a pretty solid, great day today. Neither looked quite on that J.C. Horn level, that Jalen Ramsey level that we saw the year, couple years past from these lockdown guys. But Cam does have great length. He's a little skinny, but I think Cam's going to translate very well to the NFL. Rush, on the other hand, Rush has just continued to check boxes as his entire process went through. And as he talked about it today with the media, was that was his goal. His goal was to, hey, check these boxes off and make the people say your name and make them not disrespect you. And if they disrespect you, he's just going to keep on coming. He made some great plays, getting the ball in his hands, making a play, making moves. You know, when the ball was thrown to him, obviously in these drills where they're going downfield, back down, all that stuff. Cam was just consistent. There was plays where Darius would trip up, lose his footing, change of directions. There was plays where Darius did falter a little. But these guys are pretty good. These guys are pretty excellent and pretty top-notch, close to each other. I'm not going to have them very far apart. And as I mentioned this morning at Carpenter NFL on Twitter and at Profile_CFB on Twitter, I mentioned that I think Rush – I think everyone's pretty in the conversation that Cam Smith is about a lock to be top 50. I think there's still some end of round one conversations to be had there, as I think there should be. I see a lot of people without him mocked in round one, but Darius Rush is going to continue to bump. He was once a day three guy, moved into day two at the Senior Bowl, I think, and now he's just taking that extra step to become a potential, you know, top 40 guy. But I think right now, I think he's about locked into that top 50 spot. You talk about coaches that were there coaching the cornerbacks. I think it was the Bengals defensive coach, Charles Burks, and the Jets defensive backs coach, Tony Oden, were the ones leading that workout with Darius Rush, Cam Smith, and Devonte Reed, who's the third defensive back from South Carolina. It was a great day overall. They finished it out with the receivers, tight ends, running backs doing a workout. Obviously, I already talked about Josh Van and Jalen Brooks. Nate Adkins, tight end from South Carolina, looked good out in space. Christian Beal-Smith, the running back, not so much. Did not look good at all in space. Did not look good catching the ball. He was very undersized. Like I said, we did not see heights and weights come in, but if I had to guess what heights and weights were, Beal Smith probably 5'8", 197, 198 in that area. No disrespect to him. He just did not have a great day today overall as far as that goes. They all four of those guys worked out with Bengals wide receiver coach Troy Walters, who's also 5'7", so he's right in that same range as Christian Beal Smith. That's kind of where I got that from. So today was a great day. At the South Carolina Pro Day. Tomorrow I'll be at Clemson with a bevy of prospects. I can probably pull that list up right now while we're on the stream ski, so that I can share you guys where we'll be going tomorrow and who we will be watching. First and foremost, the big man Brian Brisset is who I'm really mostly looking to watch and compare to what I saw today from Zach Pickens. Number two, Davis Allen, the tight end from Clemson. We saw him down there at the Senior Bowl. KJ Henry, another edge rusher from Clemson. Always down to Miles Murphy. Miles Murphy, I want to see if he works out, kind of if he runs, et cetera, things like that. The defense is really where all the talent's coming from at the Clemson Pro Day, as well as Trenton Simpson. So we got Trenton Simpson, we got Miles Murphy, we got KJ Henry, and we got Brian Brisset. That's four guys. Four guys. Miles Murphy, who I think is a top 10 guy. Brian Brisset, who I think is a top 40 guy. KJ Henry should be a day two guy. And then, of course, Trenton Simpson, who can go anywhere, I think, in the top 50 as well. So Clemson Pro Day tomorrow, Tuesday, March 14th. Make sure you're following Profiler_CFB and Carpentier NFL on Twitter. We'll be back live tomorrow night at some point. I'll be in Athens, Georgia tomorrow night doing this little episode, but I do not think I'll be streaming it. However, I will be on a stream, though, Wednesday night. We'll stream this when I get home. When I get home from Georgia on Wednesday night, I will do a live stream. So if you're listening here, if you're listening to the Clemson show tomorrow, Wednesday night, between 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there. I will do a live stream recapping the 3 days: South Carolina today, Monday; Clemson on Tuesday; and then Georgia on Wednesday. I'll recap all three because there's a lot of defensive linemen that I'm getting to watch this week, and I'm super excited to talk about these guys. So I appreciate you guys on YouTube. Click that like, click that subscribe, tap in for more. We'll be back with some more pro day talk from Clemson.